Well, one of the things that you kind of alluded to here is this idea of if your body is not working as hard, that means it's probably got more energy to continue to fortify your immune system. And I know we haven't really mentioned that before, but immune system plays a big role from what I've read in how you are able to basically fight off disease. So that sort of makes sense. What you're saying is if your body has got the energy to continue to use that energy for your immune system, then your likelihood of fighting off disease is probably better because you've got the right energy going into the right spots inside the body.
Now, that's exactly correct.
Let me ask you this, then. If you're not sick, if you're, you know, maybe you're still on the, you know, standard American diet and you're a little older, but, you know, you think that, well, I'd like to lose a few pounds and I'd like to be preventative in nature. If someone were to take on the kind of regimen and style, lifestyle and diet you just talked about, is it sort of okay to cheat once in a while? Or, you know, tell me how that would work out, whether you're not, you know, either sick or you're not sick. If you're not sick, is there a little room for, you know, a cheat once in a while? Or if you're sick, what should you be doing?
A lot of people ask that same question of themselves because some reason or other, see, we're bombarded by the media and by the hard sell of the supermarket in and for the American diet. So therefore, it's difficult for people not to want to eat the things that are really not good for them. Everything is white sugar today, and sugar is a real serious problem for those people that are sick. But for those people who are, you know, you say in your 40s and your 50s, that's a time when a lot of them, if they have been, you know, moderate, a lot of people learn young that you don't need to eat all the time and that you don't need to be obese and that life can be good. But for those people who are, like you say, in that age category, and they would like to lose a little weight, then I say this kind of lifestyle, if they don't start this kind of lifestyle and they don't stop eating the standard American diet that we've discussed of meat, potatoes, and dairy products, they're going to be sick. That's been proven over and over. And the nutritionists in this country have proven that you will be sick. And so for those people that want to change, then this is an easy time because they can just start juicing and start drinking smoothies and eating plant foods. And I would say to them, eat some meat, but you've got to be very careful. Even the nutritionists today and the medical doctors who really don't do a lot in nutrition will tell you that, just cut down. Well, that can be done, but some people, you see, can't. Very difficult for them to cut down. And of course, one of the things we didn't discuss at all today so far is that we know now that smoking is a very serious thing. You must quit smoking. More and more they know that smoking is a very serious problem and all kinds of diseases result from smoking. And so that's one of the things that people have to do. They just have to quit smoking. The other thing that they can do, if they can't quit eating meat altogether, lots of nutritionists are saying, well, eat just the white meat or eat chicken, so on and so forth. But again, if you're eating chicken that's commercially produced and they're not being fed, they're not range chickens, for instance. They are chickens in, as you know, you've heard, where they keep them in cages and they just feed them and they don't allow them to move, primarily because they want to fatten up fast for the market.
Yeah, I think I've read somewhere along the way that eating chicken is even worse than red meat in terms of fat content, and just because of that very fact that, you know, they're not exercised chickens out there running around, although some people will buy because it says on the package cage-free or ran around
right.
And fed certain organic plant food and what have you, and they think that they're solving their problem by eating organic chicken, so to speak. Well, it's kind of interesting, and I think you've kind of alluded to this, and that is the fact that if you're not sick, there's a likelihood that if you don't cut back on your meat and dairy consumption, that your propensity or probability of getting sick down the road as you age is going to get higher and higher. And so if you can start this at a younger age in terms of making some choices about diet, exercise, and how you're eating, it's certainly going to help you. Well, let me ask you this, because you mentioned smoking as one of the vices that you definitely have to stop. How about alcohol? How does alcohol play into the whole scenario?
Well, alcohol is moderation. I'm not opposed to alcohol. I have gone through my life and used alcohol moderately. and I've never had a difficulty. So from my standpoint, I do not disagree with alcohol. However, after reading many authors and people who have done double-blind studies, every time I hear of a study, I look and see who paid for the study. And that gives me a kind of a good idea of what the results are going to be as to who paid for the study.